tonight was Hurricane Theatre. And Hurricane Theatre was an improvised show. We invited everybody who wanted to come and listen to... we invited people to come and participate in stories about the recent hurricane here. It was a dramatic event, and we wanted to give people an opportunity to participate and get on stage, hopefully, and tell their stories. And we wanted to make it a fun night of improvised theatre built around the theme of the hurricane. So in the past, I've done workshops like this where we just tell stories and make up little scenes, improvised theatrical scenes. And so tonight we just use the structure of theatrical improvisation to tell stories about the cyclone. And it was a way of bringing people together, because when the cyclone affected the community here, everybody was suddenly working in their own private way, solving their own problems around their house or in their community. And then there was some collective work, but most of all, I think a lot of people were very much occupied with the local impact of the cyclone. And so what I wanted to do was try and bring us all together and just remind us that we're a community and that we're all affected by this thing and share that experience. And there's something fun about being affected by, about sharing the fact that you have a common experience. And often difficult experiences are the best ones to acknowledge.
Okay, and so it was at the beginning. It was not just for children.
We have a German actress here who I invited to the show, and she asked me after. She said, "Why didn't you tell me it was a children's show?" And I said, "No, it wasn't a children's show. It was an everybody show. But the children are just the most enthusiastic. When you say somebody on, okay, let's have two people on stage, you almost always get two kids on stage because they're the ones who have no fear." And to get two adults on stage is more difficult. The adults you have to pull onto stage, and the children you have to kind of constantly, you've got to say, okay, just five of you. You know, there's 20 kids who want to come onto stage. And so it's the entirely opposite thing. The kids have no fear and they just want to get up and play. And the adults are much more concerned about it's funny, we have a strange thing about public speaking or performance, you know, where we feel as if something terrible will happen if we get up on stage, or we have, you know, we have no problem getting into a car or a motorbike and driving through the crazy Indian traffic, but we're scared to go onto stage for some reason. We're not rational beings. We've been working in this community with a lot of these kids for a long time, since they were very young. In a theatrical way. I've been doing these improvised theatre programs here for a long time, and they mostly involve kids. In the beginning, I started with adults, and then more and more kids would come to these things, and in the end, it became just kids. And so what we have here is a culture, a theatrical culture, that we've developed in the community, the young community here, to the point where we now have kids on stage who are very capable and very skillful on stage. Like in the beginning, we used to do plays here with kids, and we always had kids and adults because we thought we needed to have adults on stage to keep the thing anchored and organized. But after a while, we realized that we didn't need to have adults on stage because the kids were entirely, very young kids are entirely capable of walking out on the stage and performing a scene that they've rehearsed. They have no problem. And so we now put on plays with kids that a complete just kids on stage telling their story and doing it their way and having a great time, you know. And it's a wonderful thing to see the kids on stage. We love it. It's just super. Well, this show is unique because we've never had such a powerful storm here, and it struck me. I mean, this was one of those things where you go, oh yes, we need to have a show about the hurricane. We need to have an opportunity to improvise and tell stories and participate in the exploration of this event that unified many people, not just Orvillians, but anybody who was here at the time, you know, guests, visitors, passers through, people working in the community, everybody was affected by this. And so kind of we're all unified by this experience. So I don't really have any ideas for the next show. I mean, in the past I've done shows like this, but they've always been about any topic. People can just suggest, you know, we do scenes, I say, I love you, in a kitchen. And so we've been focusing more on just making theatre, giving people the opportunity to perform. So this is the first time we've ever done this kind of show with the theme. And it's interesting how well it works, because you have this common sense of as it is as if you're discussing something or exploring something or going through something, rather than just a series of unconnected ideas. Because when we did, when we first suggested, or when I thought first led the show, I was worried that I wouldn't be able to come up with enough stories and ideas about the hurricane to take us through the whole show. But actually, we had too many ideas and stories. It was bubbling over the top. In the end, we had to kind of say, okay, that's it. We have to stop now. So we didn't really end with a big bang. Like I would have liked to have some huge finish, but we had to sort of shut it down because it was getting out of control. It was like so much energy. Improvised theatre here, when it's run like this, you're always tapping. I mean, what you're doing is giving people the ability to play. And I mean, not everybody likes to do it, but there are many people who do like to do it. For some people, it's a real playground. If you say, right, you have the right to get up on the stage and tell a story about, you know, to tell a love story in a hurricane, it's just totally inspiring. Like when I first thought, let's do a love story in a hurricane, I was immediately excited by this idea. I thought, this is just something I totally want to do, you know. And I think there's many people out there that want to do it. You know, they feel the combination of hurricane and love story is just brilliant. You know, if someone told you it's a play about a love story in a hurricane, you'd just be like, yes, you know, I want to see that. So they're inspiring ideas, and so the hurricane has given us this inspiring frame to explore in these ways. So there's lots of interesting frames you can use, improvisational frames you can use, and the hurricane is just, you know, it's an idea that I would never have thought of. It's almost like it's an idea that's been offered to us by God or whatever, you know. I mean, I don't believe in, in Oroville there's a sense of a divine presence or whatever, but it's like the hurricane is true. It's a physical entity that has broken down trees, but it's also an idea, you know, like it's a very powerfully expressed idea. It's like a dance or a ballet, and you could say if you had a ballet that set the stage, set the theater on fire and five of the dancers broke their legs, it'd be a similar way of, you know, it's a similar artistic statement. And, you know, here, there's a, in a way, the divine energy or whatever, you know, the energy that exists that, if there, you know, that we believe in, has made a statement, a very powerful statement, and it's created all sorts of really interesting new frames. And one of the things it's done is presented us with the idea of a hurricane, and here what we did, we've explored the idea of the hurricane. You know, what would it be? What would a love story in a hurricane be like? Or what would it be like if someone was looking for their high heels in a hurricane? What would be the circumstance? You know, and so, you know, it's just a really interesting, it's an interesting frame. It's like the more traumatic or stressful an experience is, the more fun it is to talk about later on. You know, the more entertaining the stories are. You're like, oh my god, wow, the tree fell down at the house, and it was so frightening, and we had to run through the dark and leap over this, and we had to find our way with candles, and there are this kind of experience makes for wonderful storytelling. If you have like a boring experience, like, you know, you play a good game of chess, it doesn't make for very exciting storytelling. But if you have really dramatic experience, then it gives you the ability to really tell exciting stories. And so I think the kids' heads here are really full of this exciting story, and they can really see the drama in it. But also, they're just great. When you give kids the opportunity, the freedom to play on stage, you get some brilliant suggestions, some great ideas. Like we had the one tonight where there's someone flying a kite in the hurricane, and then the kite flies away. And so I said to one of the kids on stage, what should we do? And he said, we need a helicopter. And so then we got into a helicopter and flew through the hurricane to try and find the kite. I mean, you know, so the suggestion of a helicopter is I wouldn't have thought of that. You know, like the kids are the ones going, yeah, of course, we need a helicopter. We need something that flies, you know. So it just makes for fabulous theater, because you're like, wow, we're flying in the helicopter, trying to get the kite, and we've got to land the helicopter. And it's like, it's, you know, it's just brilliant. It's very, I don't know. You know, that's what you get from kids. You get this freedom of expression, these ideas that come from somewhere else. They're not limited by the conscious mind. They're completely just playing in, they live in another world, and so for them to create other worlds on stage is just the way they live. It's their life, you know. They're not really in this world, they're still in another world. So this kind of exercise, theatre like this, is it's really surrender. Like there's a message contained in many spiritual beliefs. Like Islam, for example, means surrender, and one of the messages of Auroville is surrender to the will of the divine. Let something carry you, and that's what I kind of try and embrace in this space. I'm surrendering. I'm saying I'm gonna advertise a gigantic show, invite as many people as I can, make a huge promise of hurricane theater. Everybody has a lot of expectations. And then, but actually I have nothing prepared. I have no idea what I'm going to do or say or what we're going to... I mean, I have a rough idea of the structure of it, but actually it's completely unprepared. And so what I'm doing is I'm it's like running off a cliff and throwing yourself into the darkness and just having faith that something will be there that will catch you, or it will become good, or it will become beautiful, or that it will work. It won't be a mistake. And that's what I always feel when I do these things, that I'm surrendering, that I'm just letting go I try not to think of anything negative, because a lot of stuff that comes into your head going, oh, it's going to be a disaster, it's not going to work, nobody's going to come, it's not going to be funny, it's going to be embarrassing, everybody's going to walk out halfway through because it's just a mess, you know. So, you know, but you're constantly turning this off. You ignore all this stuff. You just ignore, it's all this fear, you know, you get rid of all that. Well, that's what I do. It's a constant exercise in maintaining... In fear management, and so I just say nope, it's going to be great, it's going to be great, it's going to be great, you know, everything's going to be great, it's all going to be wonderful,
and it works
so far, you know, so far. So, you know, I mean, that's the theory, is you just you know, the fear is useless, then you just go for it and, you know, believe in the best and hope that it all works out, and tonight it did, I think, I felt.